Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening to a podcast from Topics Norsvin. In our podcast, we discuss various topics related to swine genetics, our view of the industry, and market developments. This podcast offers information in a lighthearted way, but covers serious topics. So grab a seat at the table of our Topics Norsvin lounge and enjoy listening.
A special focus in this podcast will be on our TN Tempo, our terminal war. My name is Annemal Jansen and I'm Global Head of Marketing Communication, and I will have a short chat with our Global Product Manager, Jascha Leenhouwers. Jascha is already working at our company for 15 years and he started as a researcher at our own research department in the Netherlands. And since 2018, he is appointed as our Global Product Manager and therefore has a lot of knowledge about our products and the global market. So, Jascha, welcome.
Thank you very much, Annabel.
First question, what is keeping you busy at this moment?
Well, actually, Annabel, the cold weather is keeping me busy at this moment.
Okay, why is that?
Because you know me a bit, and I hate cold and I hate winters. And we are now here in the Netherlands, and it's very cold and it's very wet. And so I thought to myself, let's book myself a trip to Spain. So that's keeping me busy. And actually, on Monday, I'm leaving.
All right. And for fun, or is it actually work what you're going to do in Spain?
Well, yeah, it's not for holiday. I have to admit that. It's for work. As a product manager, you cannot manage any product from your desk, of course, here in the Netherlands. So in Spain, we have some great nucleus farms where we keep different products and lines. So what I'm going to do in Spain next week is to visit those farms and to look actually at those lines and at those products and just get some experience and talk to the people there and use that type of knowledge in my job, in my work.
Well, that's, I think, a nice part of your job and very important for us as well to get that experience, right? From firsthand, from our farmers, from our clients.
Yes, it's essential. I mean, like I said, you know, this is not the type of job that you should do from your desk. So it's important to talk to customers, to talk to our colleagues, and to travel around and gain experiences from all over the world.
And you just mentioned the cold that's keeping you busy. Maybe also regarding the costs that are also important for our pig producers. Do you see that as a challenge also in 2023?
Yes, in terms of cost, it challenge the production costs. I have been sky high for our customers. And what does that mean? As you already said, Annabel, it's the cold, it's energy. Energy has become so much more expensive. But let's also not forget feed prices that skyrocketed in 2022. And I think everybody in our industry knows that feed is such an important component of the cost price. So, it has been a hard year in terms of production costs for producers. And to be honest with you, in 2023, it also plays a major role.
We're mentioning the cold, but of course we are a global company. So also climate is different in per continent. Do you see difference there also in challenges?
Yeah, that's a good point because, like you say, I mean, we are in many countries. I think in over 50 countries we are active. So some of these are in tropical areas, and there the challenge is more heat. Well, in general, the temperatures are increasing, so heat. So animals should also be able to perform under warmer conditions. True.
Because how can we, as Topics Norsvin, take those challenges into account? What can be our answer to that? What's your input, Jascha?
Yeah, Annabel, we basically have two strategies in order to provide solutions to customers. One is, of course, our core business is genetic progress. So you have to see it like this. If we want to work on something or we want to improve the performance of an animal for a certain trait, let's say feed efficiency, first we need to know if there, if it's heritable, you know, if we can do something with genetics about it. So after we find that out, if it's heritable or not, we have to know what kind of advantage does it bring to our customers in terms of economy. And also, well, knowing that, we can actually do something about it. So a genetic company can do something about traits that are heritable. And let me tell you the second thing, which is also not related to genetics, but it's related to support and service. So customers, of course, have to manage the animals and to unlock the potential. And therefore, we have a vast service department that helps them and supports them in order to fully unleash the potential of our animals.
Well, that's nice. In terms of challenges in genetics, we mentioned that this is going to be about T and Tempo, a terminal boar. Can you say something how the T and Tempo can help overcome these challenges?
Yes. Well, T and Tempo is also known as the pig of steel. You know, you were also at the forefront of developing this campaign that we did for T and Tempo.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that. It's not that long ago. The pig of steel. And why did we choose that? Because T and Tempo is such a robust boar. And that means that the offspring of T and Tempo, they are actually very resilient against diseases. And diseases is one of the major challenges for producers, of course. So, well, T and Tempo offspring, they keep performing also under the disease challenge. It's a special quality of this boar, which is unique. There's no other boar that can do that. So there's one important thing. And the second thing I want to mention, how T and Tempo can help solve challenges, is by means of feed efficiency, is that this boar also is developed in that direction to become more efficient, to become more efficient with feed. And that's helping our customers in reducing their feed costs, which, as you know, are an important part of production costs.
Well, that's great. So are there any more benefits you can mention that the producers gain when choosing for T and Tempo?
Yeah, there's one aspect that I want to highlight, because it's something that is not often, well, maybe not everybody is aware of that. But producers that use T and Tempo will immediately recognize this. If you start using T and Tempo on your farm and you come from another boar, doesn't matter which other boar, you immediately see when the sow farrows the piglets, you immediately see it's T and Tempo piglets. They are vital. They are very uniform.
Yeah.
They immediately go to the other. They want to drink milk. So the consequence is that they grow very fast and they are very vital. So they are very easy to work with pigs for producers. So, well, it's not typically something that people associate with a boar, but this effect is there, and we hear it from all producers around the world. That
and especially in combination with TN70, I guess, right?
You're right about that.
Number one sound in the world.
This is the combination the golden combination. True.
Yasha, you just mentioned that you were going to Spain to talk to customers and get the experience. Can you share with us some experience from our producers with the Tier Tempo?
Yes, Annabelle. I have two examples. First is a whole market, actually. If you talk about Germany used to be a market where basically one type of boar was used, the Pietrain boar.
Bodybuilders boars.
But what we see there is a big change, is that market, Tien Tempo, is really emerging in that market there. Why is that? It's not because the slaughterhouse adapted their payment schemes. It's more that the T and Tempo fits really to the needs of the producers there. They look for an easy to manage pig that's robust, grows fast, and gives them low production cost. And that's exactly what they find in the T and Tempo compared to the Pietrain boar. So that's the reason.
Well, that sounds amazing, and I'm very curious about the growth that Germany will have on T and Tempo. Is there also a personal story with the farmer you can share with us, what he sees in the barn, for example?
Yes, Annabelle. Recently, I was visiting a Dutch farmer. This Dutch farmer, he was used to using Pietrain as a terminal boar, and he decided to make the switch, or at least wanted to test the Entempo. I was walking with him together through the farrowing barn, and, well, he said, well, look here, look at the piglets. This is really a big change compared to what I'm used to. I mean, these piglets are very vital. They go to the other very quickly. They are uniform. And, you know, I don't have a lot of work with them. So I said, yeah, I mean, this is a typical characteristic of TNTempo. Customers that switch from another board to TNTempo basically all have the same experience. So later on, of course, the piglets grew. They go to the nursery. They go to the fattening stage.
Yeah,
and they're also...
Yeah, you visited him again?
Yeah, I visited him again because it was a trial and I supported him in this trial. And he saw uniform growth from birth actually to market. So a very easy to manage pig, grows fast, doesn't require a lot of work. It's something exactly what he was looking for.
Oh, that's great. I think it's nice to hear from you for all of our listeners. So my last question will be to you, will 2023 be the year of the TNTempo?
Well, actually, Annabelle, for the past 5 years, I have been already the year of TNTempo. Huh? I mean, it's been going very well with this board already since, like I said, you know, like 5 years ago. So I expect that just to continue in 2023. I mean, this board gains market share in some major markets, and I expect that to continue because the characteristics that this boar has really fit to the demands of the market of today, but also of the future.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information on this topic, please contact your local Topics Northwind representative. Subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. Until next time.